Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast, where you'll learn tips, tricks, and strategies to help you gain clarity, find purpose, live boldly, and defeat the drama in leadership and life. Host Kirsten E. Ross is known to many as the drama-free queen. She is the undisputed expert of transformation. She'll move you from resigned, resentful, and overwhelmed to focused, engaged, and empowered.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. I'm Kirsten Rush, your host, and this is episode number 94. Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. Today's episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They do some great work on the web. If you need a website or a better social media presence, go check them out at pillarsocialmedia.com. So today I'm going to help you learn a super simple team problem solving strategy. I'm going to share this quick problem solving strategy that will work with your team. And it works really nicely along with the simple process improvement strategy I shared in episode 13. If you go to the show notes at defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and there will be a link in the show notes here, or go to episode 13 about the simple process improvement strategy. And again, if you haven't already listened to it or you need a refresher, take a quick listen. So I once had a client with a major problem. This was a huge logistics company with multiple locations, and they kept running out of boxes and were unable to finish their work. Super big deal. So at first glance, it would seem that they just needed to order more boxes. Upon analysis, however, they learned that the real issue was that people were moving the boxes and not scanning them in or out. There were plenty of boxes, they just weren't in the right spot, and no one knew where to find them. Totally different solution is required to fix that problem. I often see that a problem has many underlying issues or challenges causing it. And at first glance, our assumption about what might be a great solution might be very misdirected. So the first step to problem solving is bringing your team together with all of their wonderful perspectives and knowledge to brainstorm causes for the problem. I recently got the opportunity to work with a team who doesn't get together very often. It was all a team of supervisors and managers, and you know, they really needed the benefit of all their different perspectives to work on their issue that they were facing in their organization. The first rule is when you bring everyone together, see everyone as an expert. You know, the thing is, everyone has a unique perspective and it doesn't matter about their title. So leave those titles at the door. And then make sure you have the right people there. Include everyone in the process. Everyone who has a unique perspective or ideas to share, have them in the meeting. And you know, everything I'm going to be talking about will also be on the show notes. I actually have some pictures from a slide, from a slide presentation. All right, next, define the problem. So what is the problem? Analyze the problem and identify all the underlying issues or causes or potential issues or causes. Then you generate solutions. So now that sounds super, super simple, and it really almost is that simple. So the first thing you want to do is bring your team together from different perspectives, leave the job titles at the door to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to share openly about their perspective, their ideas, their opinions. Create a big, huge list. For instance, let's look at the box situation. This is different from the one that I just worked with recently. They had a completely different issue for their organization that they problem solved. But so for the box issue, you would say, hey, okay, we don't have enough boxes. Then everyone from their own perspective would create ideas about why they think they don't have boxes. So you create this big, huge list. Then to narrow the list, because everyone's going to have an opinion. Everyone's going to say, oh, that's a good idea. Or no, I don't think that's it at all. I like to use multi-voting. Again, this is super simple. So there are way more complex ways to narrow down lists. But, you know, if just use multi-voting. So you let everybody vote. And first time around, everybody gets to vote as many times as they want. But the goal is to knock that list down to at least half. So as long as it has 50% of the votes, it moves on. Round two, everyone votes just half the number of items. So if round two, you have 10 items, everyone gets 5 votes. And you just do that multi-voting process as many times as you need to get it down to just 2 or 3 top items. Again, I know this sounds weird, but if you haven't tried it, try it, because it's super simple and it's really powerful. I love super simple that equals powerful. So next, it's time to brainstorm solutions. So now that you have what your team thinks are the most viable reasons for the big issue, it's a lot easier to identify solutions because now you're looking at specifically what the main causes are, according to the team. So you repeat the brainstorming based on these, you know, two reasons for this challenge. So let's say it's the boxes. So maybe one person, you know, I'm sure would have been eliminated immediately. We don't have enough boxes. I'm sure the perspective was immediately, no, there's something going awry. We just don't know where the boxes are. But so you narrow it down to the top two, and then you're only working on solutions that would work for those top two or three issues. Once you have that big list from all the different perspectives, from the creativity, from everyone's different knowledge base, you do the multi-voting again to narrow it down. And like I said, I just got to do this with 17 people a few weeks ago with a company where the leaders don't get to come together hardly ever. And they came up with two great solutions for a very difficult challenge in their organization. They did it very quickly. We were actually only together for an hour and 45 minutes in total. And that was me teaching them a few concepts and then putting them into practice. And within that hour and 45 minutes, they came up with two solutions that they were able to implement immediately to help solve this huge issue that was organization-wide. So I encourage you to check it out, try it. I'm always amazed at the power of these super simple solutions. And if you need anything else, go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and shoot me a message. I would love to help you with your organization, with your team drama, your organization drama, life drama, whatever is standing in the way of you being your best self. Until next time, make it a great day.